Chapter 4. The Flight. The plane moved along the runway, and soon they were in the air. Roberto sat in the seat beside Tony. Louis made himself comfortable in the back of the plane. He lay across two seats, his head up against a window. Tony gave him a quick look. "What's the matter with Louis's leg?" Tony asked Roberto, remembering how he had seen Louis limp.
"He was shot when he was fighting for Pablo Escobar. A bullet went into his knee," Roberto explained. "He doesn't like talking about it, so don't say anything to him about it."
"So when I collect Jose's mother, I'll bring her to him and that's all, isn't it?" Tony asked, changing the subject. "That shouldn't take long to do. Why did you say I would be away for 2 days?"
"Did I say 2 days? Well, maybe I made a mistake," Roberto said. "What difference does it make anyway?"
"None, I suppose," replied Tony. He thought for a moment. "What happens when I bring Jose's mother back to Miami? What do you think he'll want me to do after that?"
"Questions, questions," Roberto said angrily. "You're getting paid, aren't you? So why do you care what you'll do after that?"
"Roberto doesn't seem to know anything," Tony thought. He turned to speak to him again, but Roberto had fallen asleep. Tony looked out of his window. They were still flying over the Gulf of Mexico. Soon, on the far left side of the plane, he would see the island of Cuba. A hand on his shoulder made him jump. It was Louis.
"How much longer?" Louis asked.
"We'll soon be flying over the Caribbean and then south to Colombia, so we should be landing in about 2 hours, replied Tony. Louis pushed Roberto hard.
"Hey, Roberto, wake up," he said. "Jose said we should phone him, remember?"
Roberto jumped to his feet. Without a word, he walked quickly to the back of the plane. He opened the small black box that was on the wall. Inside was a telephone. Tony couldn't hear the conversation between Roberto and Jose, but when Roberto returned, Tony saw that his face was very red. He whispered to Louis, and both men walked to the back of the plane together. "I'll be glad when I'm back in Miami," thought Tony. "I don't like these two." He turned round to look at Louis and Roberto. They were sitting with their heads together, talking. "I don't think I want to work for Jose anymore," Tony decided. "I'll tell him when I see him." He looked out of his window. They were now over the Caribbean, the sun shining on the water. The coastline of Colombia soon came into sight, and Tony flew the plane south. "I can't see any runway," Tony said to Louis and Roberto as he brought the plane down low. "Where will we land?"
"Do you see those bushes over there?" Louis pointed. "Well, watch carefully."
To his surprise, Tony saw the bushes move to one side, revealing a runway. "Something's not right. There's something going on, isn't there?" Tony turned to Louis. "I'm not landing the plane here." Louis frowned.
"I told you we're businessmen, but our business is top secret. If everyone knew about this place, they'd all come here. What's wrong with hiding the runway?"
"Just land the plane, collect Jose's mother, and you can go back to Miami," said Roberto.
Tony wasn't very happy, but he decided to listen to Roberto. Land the plane, get the old lady, and leave quickly. He brought the plane into land, but he was going too fast. He pulled a lever, and the plane flew up into the sky. Tony tried to land once again, and this time he managed to do so. Soon the plane was on the runway, coming to a stop just before the end. "Well, we're in Colombia. Now, where's Jose's mother?" thought Tony.